This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hope you had a great weekend as we roll through yet another week of what's happening with the vaccines, what's happening with anti-vacciners, what's going on with COVID. We can't help it, but it is the buzz in the backyard. And like I always say, this show is certainly about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. And that's what everybody still is, of course, talking about. In fact, it's interesting to watch what's happening for our friends globally, because overseas, oh boy, there are lots of protests and there's lots of pepper spray and other things that are being dispersed into the crowd, especially in the UK. They've had some problems, and there's anti-vacciners with that gathered over the weekend in Germany, and then in Germany and Italy and in France and other European countries, there's the problem of those who do want the vaccine not being able to get the vaccine because they have such a slow rollout and logistical nightmare that's been happening over and over and over again for weeks and weeks, and are very far behind actually the UK and the United States. And then back here to our country, and in America, in Miami, it's so bad with the spring breakers that they've got a curfew in place that will stay in place until April 12th. And same thing, the visualize in your head what I was talking about with pepper spray and having to shoot water cannons at one point into a crowd because they wouldn't disperse the spring breakers. And some of the people who own the restaurants and the bars were quoted as saying, I mean, listen, they understand it so badly for some of the kids because they just want to be on spring break, but then you put alcohol into the mix and it turns into a nightmare. And the mayor of Miami said he's having trouble sleeping at night because he's worried that they're just not going to be able to handle some of the crowds that have gotten out of control, and they have no way to... You know, they feel like they have no way to completely contain it. The concern is if they get too large, that they can't contain it. And then the other part, I think, over the weekend on the, let's say, lighter side, I guess lighter side if your team won, is the fact that March Madness rolled out. And in March Madness, there were some pretty big upsets, things that I certainly have to say I didn't see coming, including my own alma mater, the Ohio University Bobcats, knocking off Virginia, who were the national champs the last time around. Because remember, we didn't have... Yeah, that's what I said. Keep the applause coming. The Bobcats. Yes, at the heart of the MAC conference. A surprise. And there were other surprises as well. How about the 15th seed? So they ditch Virginia. They go on to Creighton, Ohio University. But the number 15 seed, Oral Roberts, upset Florida. They move on to the Sweet 16. So there's been some agony of defeat in a direction that you don't necessarily expect. And I think some of us are escaping into moments of joy of watching these college kids really put their heart out there in a situation where they're in Indianapolis and they're playing at various places. And, of course, they're under these strict COVID protocols for real fear that this could spread even bigger and, you know, have a super spreading event. And you see that what, unfortunately, is a ton of testing and frustration and concern over what happens if you test positive. And we saw that happen to one team that had to be shut down. But again, like I said, you look at the story of the Golden Eagles knocking off Florida 81-78 on Sunday in a thriller. So that was one of those Cinderella stories, edge of your seat, fun to watch, all of that kind of thing where, Samson looks so good in defeating Goliath. And that truly is what you compare it to when you look at those two teams. So while we talk about Miami and watching what's going on in Florida overall with the spring breakers and the concern because they're seeing a spike in COVID cases, then you look to the highlight of playing college hoop, which was canceled last time around, March Madness, although it's much different and very, very small crowds, of course, on purpose, but some exciting moments for some teams who woulda, shoulda, coulda, weren't really necessarily expected to move on very, very far. And then, you know, as we kind of bounce around here, since we're coming off of a weekend, and just to fill in the blanks for everybody listening, this might be one of the craziest things that has happened. You look at the border and just know that the border is closed. The Homeland Security Secretary, Mayorkas, is defending the Biden administration's response to this massive rise in the number of unaccompanied migrant kids that are coming to the southern border. I mean, it really is awful. In El Paso, I saw a story today that I used to cover the El Paso Border Patrol, you know, went out with the agents for a week, that whole kind of thing that I've talked about on the air. But they have a facility for kids that holds about 250 kids. They have 1,200 children at the deportation place where they're kept until they can figure out what to do. 1,200 for a small section that has enough room for 250. So you can only imagine how horrible those conditions are, but what are they going to do? So in the first weeks of this new administration, there was this massive increase in the number of unaccompanied minors crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of the kids fleeing instability and violence and some of those horrible situations with the cartels, et cetera, and the drug runners, the actual drug runners trying to recruit them as part of the cartel efforts to get more drugs out there, et cetera, and use them as mules and drug mules. And it's that bad. So there were a lot of kids fleeing from that. What happens is when they come in, most are placed in Border Patrol custody, like in El Paso, then they're completely overwhelmed by the rise in the arrivals. Now, some have been pushed back at the border, and the border's closed, and that's what's being said. And you can see the horrific pictures of them crying, and after they've walked for 15 days and done everything they can to get to the border, because the assumption was, based on what they were hearing, that the new president's policy was different than the former president's policy, Donald Trump's, and that they were welcome to come to the U.S. So there's been a lot of criticism leveled at Joe Biden and his aide because of what's going on for their handling of this surge at the border. And it really looks to me to be a pretty big crisis. You know, you see what's happening again at these border facilities. It's not safe. It's crowded. And this is one of the big things that was a big cornerstone issue of the former president's policy platform. And now it's changed. Stay with us. Much more coming your way. Yeah.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
So we've been taking an unofficial poll here, vaccination or not. 75.5 million have been vaccinated. So if you look at the number, that's 62% of the prioritized population. And, I mean, now we're seeing some places it's just wide open. And 22.7% of the total population. If you live in Mississippi, you can get a shot. There's no question about it. And Texas is starting to become that way, too. And I think a lot of other places fall into that same pot, which is good because, you know, this herd immunity. What do we know? And what do we know about what happens when you get vaccinated? What's it okay to do? What's it not okay to do? And what about the hesitancy by some people to get the shot? And what does really science tell us about that? I think the AstraZeneca scare in Europe was disastrous for them. They're already having problems with their slow rollout. And then those that had the blood clots scared a lot of people off. Many of them, I was reading a couple of the papers in France and in England, although England's doing a good job, but in a couple of other spots where they were talking about that. So in our virtual green room right now, Michael Betris. He's a coronavirus researcher and the author, as I mentioned, heading into this, of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. Good evening.
So you're in Texas. I'm in Texas as well. And because I'm from all over the place, I have everybody in my life saying, oh, my gosh, are you OK? What's happening in Texas? Because they have this fear that everything's opened up wide and I'm going to be swallowed up because of that. So what do you tell people about what's happened in Texas? Because certainly our governor in Texas is not the only one. Mississippi and Florida, it's kind of the same thing with the ending restrictions. But what do you say, especially with the science?
Well, I live in Dallas. First, I can tell you that recreationally, a lot of people still wear masks and a lot of retailers still require them. And so it's not a free-for-all by any means. And I think that what the science has shown us, when you look at all these different comparisons in places that have been open and mask mandates and not mask mandates, at the end of it, there's no distinguishable data, right? It's all, the results have all come out about the same. And part of the reason is you've got a couple constants in this. Kids are by and large not affected at all by COVID. They just aren't statistically. I did some research on this yesterday. 15 times more kids died in car accidents last year than COVID, which was even surprising to me. And you still have that constant of the elderly and people in long-term care facilities. And so when you look at those kind of constants, a lot of the middle area, there just hasn't been distinguishing data, right? When you look at open places like Florida, the Dakotas, Georgia, they haven't really performed any worse. By any measure, they haven't performed any worse than areas with very, very tight restrictions. So my advice to people I know socially here in Texas and when I do talks like this is everything should be opened up like Texas is. The long-term care facility and elderly cases, they are bottoming out right now, which is just fantastic news. We've never seen a curve like this. I mean, it's dropped so sharply in the last 30 days. It's crazy.
All right, so again, we're speaking with Michael Beatrice, that's the correct pronunciation, and he's the author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. So the lockdowns, what good did they do? Did they do any good in the first place? Because there's debates about that in some areas. And now I just mentioned this overseas, there's a month lockdown in France.
Yeah, you know, in Italy, I'm not sure what the end game is. I've actually got I get letters from readers from around the world, and I got one a couple few days ago from somebody in Italy, and she's an American but living overseas, and her husband's a doctor there, and she was venting about it all, and she was telling me about some of the restrictions in Italy. But she said that by and large, you know, people are kind of going along with it. She said it's not as resistant as it would be in America. The question is, Kate, is how many times are you going to lock down in a year? I mean, how many times do you need? I mean, the reason we locked down in the beginning was because the Imperial College model said that in a worst-case scenario, we would have a ninefold shortfall in hospital beds on our peak day. That's a pretty good reason to lock down,
yes.
not to stop the spread, just to smooth it, you know, just to sort of even it out so that we could meet capacity. That was clearly never going to happen by May 1st. I mean, that was obvious. It's never happened since then. And so the question is really, what is the end game of the lockdowns? That's the thing that we keep moving these goalposts. But, you know, keeping kids out of school, you know, what's going to end up a year and a half with fragmented education when kids are they're statistically at zero risk of this. And so I don't know what the end game of the lockdowns is, and it's puzzling to see Europe continue to do these things, start, stop, if they're not overflowing, you know, if hospitalizations aren't getting full.
Yeah, I agree. If the hospitalizations are, it has to happen. If not, we're completely on board with that same thing. Okay, you get the vaccination, and then people are asking questions. Well, what's okay for me? Flying, being with a small group of people. What do you say about that?
Yeah, so flying, the vaccination should have nothing to do with flying. I mean, outside of being outside, being in an airplane is the safest place you can be if you're going to be around people. I mean, and how do you know that? You know that because after a year, there hasn't been one reported instance of a, quote, outbreak or a situation that's happened in an airport or an airplane. It just hasn't happened. The filtration in an airplane and an aircraft is better than really anywhere other than outside. So, you know, in that sense, traveling. And then, you know, you live in Texas. It was comical when President Biden made the comment, like, hey, if we do everything right, maybe we can get together for barbecues on July 4th. You know, that's what people in the South have been doing for a year, right? I mean, and so I'm not sure how in touch some of those comments are, but, you know, if you get vaccinated, and, you know, the one thing they talk about is how many people have been vaccinated. What they don't talk about is the 150 to 200 million that people that have probably been infected and have better immunity than a vaccination. So when you start factoring all that in, we have an enormous number of people that really would be resistant to getting a serious complication or a hospitalization from COVID. It just, there's a point when you just sort of need to move on and let people live responsibly.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have talked about that, but you're right. It's the people that have had it, what happens there, and then that whole idea of the herd immunity, right?
Well, herd immunity is the only way out of a pandemic, right? I mean, that's the only way. And you achieve herd immunity one of two ways, artificially through a vaccination or through a natural immunity. If you get it and you get over it.
Yeah.
Far more people have gotten it and gotten over it. I mean, my social circle alone, I've known at least a couple dozen people, one person away from me that have all gotten it, including my son and all his roommates up at OU. And so these people are all resistant to this in the future. And I heard your segment earlier, like, I don't know anybody personally that's had a long COVID experience, although I know it's real. I know there's people that have, but I can tell you all the people that I've known that have gotten it haven't experienced that.
Wow, lucky you. I know three people that died, and I had a friend, his name is Mark Goldman, in New York in his early 40s, and he said it was like going to hell and surviving it somehow. So I think some people have different reactions, and it's good that you have that in your circle, that you know people that haven't had it, and I think that's part of how we're shaped by what we're seeing around us and what's happened to the people around us. That's for sure.
And I did lose a family member in a care facility in April to COVID in Detroit. And so we had a personal loss, and it was a textbook. That's one of the most tragic things. I mean, I'm careful. I'm pouncing on this. I mean, the policies are clearly insane, right? Early on. I mean, and it's funny because it's easy to blame Governors Cuomo or Whitmer and the governors that did these policies. But the people I really hold culpable for this are, we knew data from the cruise ships, and we knew data from Italy's.
Yeah. Yep.
Italy's.
Yep.
Was ravaged. It should have been intuitive to Doctors Fauci, Birx, the CDC, not to do this. And I think that they've kind of gotten off on that one.
Yep. I agree with you 100% because that's exactly what we saw happening way back when. We saw what was going on in December. I was talking about that then. I was talking about it before, boom, everything opened up to wide. No question. So, Michael Beatrice, your book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial, where can people get it?
They can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Michael.
Great talking to you. Thank you, Kate.
Yep, you too. So you can tell it's interesting in what he was saying, and we agree about the fact that something different should have happened in the very, very beginning of this. There's no question about it. And I think that there was too much misinformation all the way around when the pandemic first slammed into us. All right, coming up, Mark Lamont. What is the power of attitude capital? A lot. He's got proof. Stay with us.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The head of the Department of Homeland Security says the border is closed. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Sunday that the administration is working to open more facilities to handle the influx of unaccompanied minors at the border. But he did not lay out a timeline for those facilities to open, nor did he clarify a plan for dealing with the current record surge of illegal crossings on the southern border. Mayorkas tells CNN that they're trying to put a system in place so that asylum claims don't have to be made at the border.
We have a number of work streams in place. As I mentioned, we are dealing with the needs of the children now. We are rebuilding orderly ways in which the children can make their claims without having to take the perilous journey to the border. And we are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
This is USA Radio News.
Miami Beach is cracking down on heavy crowds during spring break.
Police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic. He said they had to do something because the crowds were so large.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal prosecutors say 24 additional people have been charged in an ongoing probe into voter fraud, including two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I have forgot to dig too deeply, thanks to everybody who hit me up through the miracle of the internet. Just go to k2kdelaneyradio.com 24/7. It's open, baby. All right, got this one from Joey, and Joey says, "Hey, Kate, I know you spent some time in Miami. Man, it is wild stuff. My brother's down there in Miami, and we are scared to death for him. They're using pepper balls, all kinds of things. People are just trying to have a good time at spring break. I know that you think it's crazy, too, because of COVID, but you mentioned that you spent time partying in Florida, and so this curfew is 8 o'clock. I guess it's back to day drinking for a bunch of party kids, and it's a really bad situation. I can only tell you that because of some of the people I know that are hanging out on Miami Beach. All right, so that was interesting. It sounds like you have a family member there. You're worried about it. You see the shots of, I mean, the crowd is just massive. I just saw a massive crowd. They're freaked out, so they set the 8 p.m. curfew. You're right about that. The Miami Beach mayor, Dan Gelber, I mentioned at the top the mayor was worried. So they declared a state of emergency and that there's just too many people that they can't handle. And they say what Gelber's saying is they are coming without the intention of following the rules. So it's been a massive chaos and disorder, and we can't endure it. Maskless, hundreds of people in the streets, you had sirens blaring, police firing the pepper balls. That's true. And you know what pepper balls are. They're like a chemical kind of irritant, kind of like paintballs into the crowd, a stampede of people. I know that area well. You're right about that. I spent a bunch of time in Miami Beach and And I've been there. I've been up and down that street. I know exactly where it is. So they're saying that the causeways to Miami Beach from the mainland are going to be closed to non-local traffic starting at 9 p.m. for the next couple of nights. And that for sure, the curfew, by the way, to make sure I get it right and I don't mislead anyone, the curfew is the weekends is what they're talking about. So what does that mean? It means, and it's a longer extended weekend, it means that you're talking about really Thursday through Sunday. And they had 1,000 arrests. And, you know, cases are up in Florida, 4,000 new cases, that kind of stuff right in that area. So that's caused a lot of concern. Someone said it's like a rock concert gone awry. Oh, a rock concert gone awry. Be careful. It's different. Listen, it was different when I did spring break. You're right. People can get out of control and da-da-da-da-da. And it was one thing because people had each other's backs. And it wasn't chaos on purpose. It was regular, regular partying college kids, I guess I'll call it that, if there's such a thing. All right, how about this one from Ryan, who is listening to us in Connecticut. And Ryan says, hey, Kate, I was wondering, when you look at what's happening with COVID and these variants, I've heard you talk about the variants, and you see what's happening in Germany and in other places, the mobs in other places, in London, et cetera, does it worry you that the variants are going to put us into that surge situation as well? Well, that's a pretty easy question. Yes, 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 and yes. I mean, listen, do any of us want to go through more surges with this pandemic? I think not. I think that we are weary. People are exhausted. There's this weird exhaustion that so many of us are feeling because we're tired of being in Groundhog Day, right? And we don't want to see a surge. I don't want to see a surge. I know you don't want to see a surge because we want to do everything we can to beat this SOB back, this virus. And whatever it takes is, to me, is what we need to be doing. And that's why, listen, I respect everyone's freedoms, but that's why I think with the vaccine, based on what I've heard, the science, blah, 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 and I have plenty of hardcore Republican friends, I have Democratic friends, I have all kinds of friends who don't label themselves, who some of them were leery about getting the vaccine, they got it. Because why? Because they're tired of it. Because they want to beat the virus back. They don't want to be in this same crazy bubble, right? And you got to get to that herd immunity. So there has to be enough people that do that so that that happens. And we don't get into these situations where I never thought I would get COVID, but now I'm a long hauler. And I can't smell anything, and I feel exhausted. I used to be a marathon runner, and now I can only walk around the block. I mean, seriously, peeps, this is the kind of stuff that's going on out there that somehow it's underreported, and we know the situation is different for everyone. And we know there's people that have gotten it, younger people, and it's mild. And we know less younger people have gotten it. You just heard that conversation there. But in my case, I know people who weren't that old who had loved ones die. And that's the finality of it. There's no bringing them back. That they're gone, period, from COVID. Gone from COVID, of all things. I mean, look at this Texas Roadhouse CEO. He died by suicide because it was unbearable. The post-COVID symptoms he had, he couldn't take it. And he was in his 60s. So his name was Kent Taylor. And he couldn't take it. He had this ringing in his ears, and he had these underlying conditions, I guess. He had this hearing loss was terrible, and they said, look, he fought as hard as he could, but he couldn't just do it anymore. And that was it. And this was like a guy, right? Like, he was everyone's friend. He was reached out and tried to help everyone he could. He started a tiny business on a cocktail napkin. It reminds me of like the Southwest story. Had 600 locations, 49 states, 11 countries. It wasn't about, oh, I don't have the resources to do what I can. No, he had Mayo Clinic doctors, and they couldn't do anything. I mean, this was a guy who was just incredible the way he treated his employees. But the anxiety, the loneliness, the crazy things, the daily routine screwed up. And he experienced the worst of the worst. So there you go. Let's go to Alex. And Alex says, hey, Kate, I have been listening to you here and there where you're talking about the stimulus, and you're talking about questions people have about the stimulus and whether they have to declare it and what's going to happen with all of that. And it's my understanding, and I think you've said this too, but I want to make sure that everybody gets that right, that you do not pay on taxes on the stimulus. And the good news is, and you mentioned this the other day on the show, that there is the pushback on taxes for all the people listening to you who own businesses and who are struggling to pay that whatever the first quarter is. They get a little bit of a break. Yeah. Thanks for re-mentioning that. Tax Day 2021 is now May 17th. It will, you know, not April 15th. So no penalties, no interest, no anything. You get more time to file. And it's good because there's questions, especially for people who have their own businesses. And whatever the thing is that you're grappling with, now you have more time to deal with it, right? So it was smart. And if you're worried about the stimulus check, you're getting the stimulus check, whatever, go to IRS, get my payment. I mean, they've said this a million times, but it's worth mentioning because maybe you haven't heard it. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing it. Maybe you're going to get the check in the mail. But I know there's people that need it, and you'll get it. If you qualify for it, you know, you will get it. All right. Here's one from Kenny, who's listening to us in Los Angeles. And Kenny says, hi, Kate. I listen to you on KCAA. I love it when you come on, and sometimes I listen to you at different times of the day. Did you see that poll about the Asian Americans and them being blamed for the coronavirus epidemic and some of the hate that's happening around the U.S.? Well, certainly Georgia really sprung open a lot of peaceful protests because of the Asian women who were killed in that rage attack where the 21-year-old shooter said he was a sex addict, and that's what that was about, and that's why he went into those spas. But because of the fact that most of the victims, almost every one of the victims, was Asian, of Asian, you know, ethnicity of some sort, that just opened that up even wider. So you're right. There was a poll that was done by USA Today. It was 1 in 4 Americans, including nearly half of Asian Americans in the last couple of weeks, have seen someone blame Asian people for the coronavirus epidemic. That's what it was about. And this all happened because of that mass shooting where 8 people were killed. 6 of them, as I said, were women of Asian descent. So now we're hearing physical assaults, verbal abuse, that whole thing. People being bullied and spit at and whatever. 57%, a majority of Americans, describe the coronavirus pandemic as a natural disaster. 43% say they believe a particular organization or people are responsible. In response to an open-ended question, most in that group specified China, comprising nearly 1 in 4 of the total survey. 1 in 4. You know, among 25% of those surveyed who said they'd seen someone blaming Asian people for the pandemic, race and ethnicity were a divide. 18% of white Americans, 34% of Hispanic Americans, 40% of black Americans, 46% of Asian Americans. So, excuse me, say that they had witnessed incidents. And this is, excuse me, a year into the pandemic. So now it, because of Georgia again, it's opened that up even wider, even wider. Coming up, this or that. Hi, this
this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A little this or that. Sir Eric joins us. He's in the wings somewhere. He's distracted. He's distracted because I think he's watching Hoop. He's such a huge sports fan. I can only imagine. He could probably tell you more about the tournament than I can. Is that right?
What sport again?
You mean you know nothing about March Madness?
Oh, sadly, I don't.
And that's okay. You don't have to know everything about Hoop. You know, music is your gift. Music is your thing, right?
I quit basketball in the ninth grade.
What, were you just no good at it?
I almost made the team. I didn't make the second cut to make the team, the school team. So I just gave it up and started playing the drums.
Nice. Well, that kind of dovetails into our first this or that. So you have to do this one feat. You have to, otherwise people are just going to mock you. You got to dive off of a diving board, and you have a choice. You either can go for 16 feet or 33 feet. which are you taking, 16 or the other, 33, this or that?
I'm a go big or go home kind of guy, so I'll do the 33.
Okay, so everybody listening across America and across the world, think of 33 feet, a diving board, and what that's like. Think of the Olympics and those big platforms. That's what you're diving off of.
Oh.
No, too late. You got to do it. 33 feet. I'm saying I'm going to just do a cannonball on the side of the pool. Forget 16 or 33. I want a different choice.
Yeah, I'll still go for it.
All right, go home, go big or go home. I love that. I'm normally that way. I am all in, all in. Okay, this is a good go big or go home kind of thing. And people can relate to this. I guarantee all of you listening, I bet at some point in your life, wrestled with this. You do a road trip, and you have to make the decision that you just want to get from point A to point B. You're excited to go, and then when you go home, you're not as excited, but you want to get back. So it's a long-distance ride, and it's going to be 21 hours. Do you ride all the way through up to 21 hours, or do you stay overnight and split up the drive?
I would normally say split it up, but I can easily stay up for, like, way longer than that. So, yeah, I'll go the whole way through.
Wow, you can do 21 hours straight driving?
Well, not straight, like... I wouldn't have to sleep. I know that.
Wow.
I would just have to take some breaks. I used to be a truck driver. I used to truck the long haul, so.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's cool. You know, I always say I'm the proud granddaughter of a trucker.
Nice.
Yeah, my grandfather was one of the smartest people I knew, and he was a trucker at one point in his life. He had great stories from trucking all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, the people he met, the great places to get steaks and food. So you know what that's like.
A little bit. I didn't like travel all over the country though. I just traveled like in the neighboring states.
Ah. So. Nice. Okay, so you've done it. So you're right. You probably could do the 21 hours. I would have to split it up. I normally am, the queen of the highway, and I'm all for I'm going to make it from I'm going to make it through. But I think I would just fall asleep, and then I would be a danger to whoever else was on the road. What I used to, it seems like I was constantly going from Philly to New York, and at weird hours and crazy things and filling in for people and helping out all my buddies. And, you have these areas on the turnpike where you can pull off and you can sleep. They have turnpike stops, and they're safe. I think they were safe because it was well lit, and it's the restaurant and all that stuff. And if I pulled in there and I, like, caught, like, 20 minutes sleep, I could be okay, and I could do it. But I know I'd have to split up a 21-hour by myself, especially if I was with other people and we could, switch drivers, I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, better safe. And my inclination would be, I can do it, but no, forget it. All right, this is an important one that everyone can appreciate, too, as well. There's nothing like grilling. There isn't. I hate cleaning the grill afterwards, I'll be honest about it, but the whole grilling thing is not just for men. So propane grill or charcoal?
Charcoal.
Me too. You know that my little brother got me the best Christmas gift. He got us a Komodo Joe, which is this cool, it's not like the, it's kind of like the green egg, but the green egg cost a gazillion dollars. So it'd sort of be like the next level down, and it's not cheap either, but it's this red, really cool red charcoal grill, and I'm so excited to use it. We haven't used it yet, but I'm excited to use it. It's really, really neat. He's going to build me like a whole table thing for it. So I'm with you. I like, you know why? I like the taste of charcoal too, right?
Yeah, like the charred meat. Like when
yes.
The meat, yeah.
And I think it's better than the propane is a pain in the butt. People say that about charcoal, but I think it's more of a pain of propane.
Well, why is that?
Because you got to go get those stupid propane tanks from Home Depot or whatever, and they have them all locked up. And then, you know, nobody, sorry to anybody listening who works for Home Depot, because I like going in there. It makes me think I want to be like that Joanna Gaines, and I want to remake the world, remake my house, remake the neighbors, which I would be terrible at. But you go in, I'm always ends up talking to contractors. You go in there. And half the nobody's there. You can't ask anyone a question. So then you have to get someone to get the propane thing and open it up. I think it's a hassle. So charcoal.
How long do you think a tank of propane lasts?
If you use it correctly, it should last for a long time. But I don't think we use it correctly. It seems like we have to constantly go back. How long do you think it should last?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you go through all that hassle, I feel like it should last long.
Not if you're grilling a lot.
Oh, okay.
See, now, if you go and you get, like, they even have great lump charcoal, the Komodo Joe. They have these chunks, and it burns slow, and it lasts longer, and then the standard lumps of charcoal. I'm, like, into this. I've been, like, reading up on all this stuff. So, and I'm like you. I like the charred taste, so we're in agreement. I grew up with that, where we'd just throw burgers and hot dogs on the grill.
Yeah, I grew up with my dad. He always had propane.
Ah.
So
you don't know.
I mean, I know, like, the difference, but I never really grilled with the propane, so.
Yeah. It's just different. Okay, so here's another good one. Dog track or horse track, this or that. Where would you rather bet, at a dog track or a horse track?
Dog track, definitely.
Really? So you've been to some dog tracks. Do they have them in Minneapolis?
The only one I went to was in Dublin, actually, in 2018.
Mm.
It was one of the most fun events I've ever, been to.
Wow. Okay, so for me, horse track, but I grew up with a horse racing family. I've told this story before. My cousin is Joe Service. His horse, Smarty Jones, that he trained, almost won the Kentucky Derby. I mean, almost won the Triple Crown. Won the Kentucky Derby, won the Preakness, just didn't win the Belmont, but still. And my Uncle Joe, my great Uncle Joe, he was a jockey. So I grew up in sort of that whole horse racing vibe, and went to some tracks. I mean, not all the time, but I hardly ever went to dog tracks, although I hear it's really fun, and they have them all over Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just remember it was smaller, not as many people. So
yeah.
That's why I thought it was more fun.
Oh, yeah, it would definitely be smaller. Okay, you have to do open mic. Would you do a comedy set or poetry?
I guess I'll do a comedy set.
Comedy set, I would too. I've done it. It's scary, though.
Really?
It's not easy. I've done it. Yep, I've done it twice. One time I did really well. The second time I started a bomb, and then I changed my material on the fly, and I did a little bit better. I saved myself.
Good job.
Yeah, it's scary. That was good. Great. Awesome. Sir Eric, this or that, we never disappoint. He is going to jump off of a 33-foot diving platform, and I'm going to record it, and we're going to pump it out there. It's going to go viral. That is my prediction.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people, and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.